Penguin Random House Audio presents How Not to Die Alone by Richard Roper. Read for you by Simon Vance. Public Health Control of Disease Act 1984, Section 46. 1. It shall be the duty of a local authority to cause to be buried or cremated the body of any person who has died or been found dead in their area, in any case where it appears to the authority that no suitable arrangements for the disposal of the body have been or are being made otherwise than by the authority. Chapter 1. Andrew looked at the coffin and tried to remember who was inside it. It was a man. He was sure of that. But, horrifyingly, the name escaped him. He thought he'd narrowed it down to either John or James. But Jake had just made a late bid for consideration. It was inevitable, he supposed, that this had happened. He'd been to so many of these funerals it was bound to at some point, but that didn't stop him from feeling an angry stab of self-loathing. If he could just remember the name before the vicar said it, that would be something. There was no order of service, but maybe he could check his work phone. Would that be cheating? Probably. Besides, it would have been a tricky enough manoeuvre to get away with in a church full of mourners. But it was nearly impossible when the only other person there apart from him was the vicar. Ordinarily, the funeral director would have been there as well, but he had emailed earlier to say he was too ill to make it. Unnervingly, the vicar, who was only a few feet away from Andrew, had barely broken eye contact since he'd started the service.